Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh. If you can just stand for Yehuda ben Shifra, our Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, you see, unfortunately, he is getting old. If you can stand for him. Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Wacha bas Ilana, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito, Moshe Dov ben Bloy, Yehudit. Bat Wina, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Miriam Batsel Rezel, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Shira Bas Dvoa Leah, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprinzer Bad Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Rachel Leah Bat Shifra, and besides that, Leah Bas Rachel, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basvegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basvegalea, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Yakutiel Zamin Ben Sawa, Avahameya Ben Bela Fega. Moshe Ben Malka. If you can please down for Hashem, she send them all in Fuah Shlema Bekarov. So it says, Rei Anochi Hashem Lifneichem. When Moshe Feinstein's Asal said a word, beautiful word. When Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Christ, so Rei Anochi, look what I'm giving before you guys, Lifneichem. A Todic life. It's going to be a bracha. You want to keep, you keep the Torah and the mitzvah, therefore your life is going to be full of bracha. You're going to view everything from Hashem as a present. But if you don't, it's going to be a klala. You're going to live a life of klala. You're going to say, why did that guy get a car? Why did she have a bigger house? Why did they go on Florida vacation? I didn't. Why did they go to Eretz Yisrael? I didn't. It's going to be living a life of klala. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Rei Anochi, look at yourself. Lifneichem. Are you lifneichem before you? Are you leaving a life of Torah and therefore your life is full of bracha, or are you leaving a life of klala? Then Rav Avram Shor from Flatbush said a beautiful word. I think he wrote it the Zohar Kodesh or the Arizal. Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. Zok Rav Avram Shor. When Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Kleisel then, and telling the Jewish people to this day, Rei Anochi Lifneichem. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Kleisel, and it applies to say, what am I giving you before Rosh Hashanah? Elol, do tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. That's why Lifneichem Ayom. Do tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, and that's Elol. The Walag said different shot. Rei Anochi Lifneichem. Rei Anochi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I gave you the Anochi. What's Anochi? Anochi Hashem Olakecha Sheyatzeich Mitzrayim. I gave you the Amunah. I taught you that there's Hashem in this world, and that the Walak said it, and Hashem cares you and loves you. I taught you the Anochi. And it's up to you whether you want to live the way of serving Hashem, Bracha or not, a Klala. But where A stands for Reish is Rosh Hashanah, Aleph is Anochi, and He is Yom HaKippurim. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Yidden then and today, the way to get a good decree, if you know it all comes from Hashem, Anochi. Then the Walag said another pshat. Rei, what's Anochi? Anochi will mean Enoki. There's no becauses. What Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Kleisel in Elon and Rosh Hashanah, the Walag said this, you can't say anymore Enoki. No, you can't say I did this because of that. I didn't come to Minyan time because of this. I didn't give tzedakah because of this. No. Ain key. There's no more keys. There's no more becauses. You just have to keep the Torah mitzvahs. Ravelius Fei Zatzal, the former Yeshiva Philadelphia, said another beautiful word. Ravelius Fei Zatzal said, from Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, until Yom Kippur is 40 days. Zuck Ravelius Fei Zatzal, a baby in his mother's stomach is not considered a baby until it's 40 days old. Zuck Ravelius Fei Zatzal, we're hoping by the 40th day, by Yom Kippur, we'll all be new babies, new Vladim. And Elul, if you take the small gematria, you know, just 1, 3, 6, 3, that spells 13. Zot Vulag, because Hashem said, I'm giving you Elul. I'm giving you a Yud Gimel Mida Sarachamim. Hashem saying, I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to give you Yud Gimel Mida Sarachamim. I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to give you Elul to do tshuva. Then when Moshe Feinstein's Atzal says, Lifnechem Bracho Klala, what does it mean? Zokra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He said, if you live in a Todic community, so therefore, you know, you'll see tremendous bracha because you're going to become firm also. You'll be firm, you'll be an Eved Hashem. But a Chas Shalom, if you live in a non-Todic community where they do Aveiwas, then it's going to be a Klala because you're going to go Chas Shalom, go off the Derech also. So that's why it's up to you where you have to choose a Todic community where Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said it. And the Be'er Mayim Chaim said, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Bracha Asher Tishmun. When does a Jew get a bracha from Hashem? Asher Tishmun. Just listen, just seeking to keep the Torah. Not actually doing the Torah mitzvahs, but just a Tishmun, listen to it. So Hashem, you want to keep his Torah mitzvah, but you didn't actually do it yet? Hashem's going to give you a bracha. But Zak Be'er Mayim Chaim, but Klal it's up, is the same thing. Im lo Tishmun, but not only you're not going to get a Klal if you don't listen, but V'satim Naderach, you actually have to do the Aveiwa. It's not enough. It's not enough that you didn't listen to Hashem in Lo Tishmun. You didn't listen to the Torah Mitzvah, but you actually do have to do an Aveiwa. Then in this week's Parsha, then it says, don't do Avodah, you know, destroy the Mizbeach, the Avodah Zoh, destroy Avodah Zoh, and it says, Lo Tasu Kein Lashem Lokechem, but don't do this to Hashem. So the Katzke Rebbe said, beautiful, Lo Tasu Kein. I mean, don't tell Hashem, Dr. Kutzkrebi, don't say Hashem, yes, Cain, I'm going to keep Shabbos, I'm going to keep kosher, I'm going to go to Minyan. Dr. Kutzkrebi, it's not enough to say Cain to Hashem, yes. You have to do it with zealousness. You have to be eager. You have to run to serve Hashem. You have to run to keep Shabbos. You have to run to keep kosher. You have to run to keep tzedakah. You have to run to Minyan. You have to run to learn Torah. That means, Lord, tell Cain, don't just say Hashem, I'm going to do it. No, you have to do it with zealousness, with zuizus. Then the Katzke Rebbe had a different vod on it. Zok the Katzke Rebbe, Lord Tatus Kain Lashem Alkechem. Don't you, if you have whatever reason, you have some Yisuin in this world, don't just say Hashem, yes, I accept it. No, Zok the Katzke Rebbe, you have to fight it. You have to cry, you have to plead, you have to daven to Hashem, you have to learn Torah, give tzedakah. You have to try to uproot that gezeirah. It's not, you don't just say Kain, Hashem, I'm going to accept Yisuin. No, you're going to cry to Hashem and daven to Hashem. And do keep Torah and get tzedakah. Then the big question, this week's parsha talks about the mitzvah of tzedakah. So why don't we make a bracha on it? So I'm not sure it's the Rashbam or the Rashba. I think it's the Rashba, but it could be the Rashbam. But he says, because there's a mitzvah between Adam lechaveiro, a mitzvah between one Jew and another Jew, you can't fulfill until the other Jew accepts it. I mean, let's say a poor man or poor woman knocks on your door, and you open the door, and you want to give $5 to the person. And the person's sticking their hand out. You put $5, and before you can give the $5, the person pulls his hand away, or she pulls her hand away. So you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. That's why you can't make a bracha, because you don't know if they're going to accept the money or not. Well, Mendel Merivnov said, when you make a bracha, you have to do b'lev shalem and b'simcha. You have to make it with a full heart and happiness. Zakva Mendel Merivnov, there's one or two or three Yidden who are not so. It's hard for them to give tzedakah. It might be hard, whether they might have a lot. They might not have a lot of money, or it's just hard for them. So they're not going to make the bracha b'lev shalem of the simcha. Therefore, we don't have a bracha on tzedakah. Ituei Torah. I think it's called Ituei Torah. It could be wrong, but he said different shot. When a Jew is in distress and in pain, how could you make a bracha over that? When a poor person is in distress and pain, how can you make a bracha about giving tzedakah when you're giving it to a person in distress or pain? You can't make a bracha of a Jew who's in distress or pain. Well, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said another beautiful word. He said, in this week's parsha, we have to remember how Hashem takes us out of Egypt. But and how do we do that? Zakwa Moshe feinstein's ourselves by doing Kriya Shema, you know, once in the morning and once at night. And from that we'll learn that we'll have a moon in Hashem, we'll learn Hashem's great miracles, Nisim he did for us to get us out of Mitzrayim. But Zakwa Moshe feinstein, but Amalek we read the Torah, we do Pasha Zakwa. Once a year, besides reading what occurred in Amalek in the regular time of Chumash, we also read it. We also have, like, you know, a special Shabbos before Purim. We read Parsha Zachor for the Maftir. Zachor Moshe Feinstein Asal. You're going to tell me Amalek is more great than Yetzias Mitzrayim? Zachor Moshe Feinstein Asal. No. The reason we have a special Parsha for Amalek is because by reading it from Torah, it's teaching you have to learn Torah. And that's the only way to get rid of Amalek. Meaning, Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zasal. If you don't learn Torah, a Jew's going to become like Amalek. The Yetzer Hara is going to dance all over you like Amalek. Not you're going to kill other people like Amalek did, but you're going to really fall down the ladder, like almost like Amalek did. That's why we have to read it from the Torah, to teach every Jew has to learn Torah, to prevent them from becoming Amalek. I'm gonna leave you now to halachas, and I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a good Chodesh. It should be a good Gebenchia for every person, for every year around the world. Again, by these halachas, again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. Let's say you're playing a basketball game and you made a shot call at 4 p.m. Can you want to drink water at 4:45? Do you have to make a new bracha? Zakwa Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. He said, if it's within 1 hour of your bracha, you do not need to make a new bracha. If you're drinking water or drinking Coca-Cola within 1 hour of your bracha, then you do not need to make a new bracha. And therefore, obviously, it's continuous, because now that you drink 4:45, so now you have an extra hour. But it has to be with the first drink, or second drink has to be within 1 hour of your bracha. If it's past 1 hour, then you have to make a new bracha. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg said that. That's all I think. I don't want to misquote, but then, let's say you're on your way, you're driving to Boston or Washington, D.C. or Virginia or Florida or California or even New York, New Jersey, and you want to eat food, you want to eat bread. So Zakta Shulchan Aruch, if within 72 minutes of you, there's like a gas station where you can wash your hands, then you should wait to wash your hands. But if it's more than 72 minutes from where you are, the gas station is more than 72 minutes from where you are, then you take plastic bags and put it over your hands, and then you can eat the bread. But it has to be more than 72 minutes from where you are at the gas station to wash your hands. But if it is, then you take plastic bags and cover your hands with it, and then eat the bread. But the plastic bags are over your hand. I'll tell you a beautiful story. Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, the first Rosh Yeshiva based Medrash Gavoh in Lakewood, once when the car, someone gave him a ride somewhere, and Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal knows that there was a steering wheel on his, where Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal said, the passenger side. So Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal said, why is there a steering wheel here? So the guy said, because my son really wanted to drive. So what I do is I put a steering wheel there. So when I say I'm making a right, so he turns his steering wheel right. But obviously it's a fake steering wheel. So Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal said, this all makes sense now. We're not driving the car. We're all driving fake steering wheels. Hashem is doing everything. Hashem's driving the car, not us. And I think Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal's going to mention, we have to realize everything in this world is from Hashem. Hakol b'dei Shemayim. Of course, chutz meyir Shemayim, chutzinam pachim. But I'd like to wish everyone a gevaldik Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.